This is Dr. Masood Shahab dictating. Patient's name is Robert Rosenthal, R-O-S-E-N-T-H-A-L, Robert, R-O-B-E-R-T. Date of birth is 2/19/1939. Date of service, date of service is 7/1/2022. Mr. Rosenthal is a very pleasant 83-year-old male with history of diabetes mellitus, insulin dependent, paroxysmal atrial fibrillation. History of chronic diastolic congestive heart failure, COPD, sleep apnea, and history of lung cancer status post lobectomy, who was brought to the emergency room. He had issues with his foot. He was initially admitted to hospital in Alpena with a diagnosis of sepsis. He was treated for a foot ulcer. He was also felt to have a UTI. An MRI of the foot did show evidence of septic arthritis / osteomyelitis. He was treated with antibiotics and was discharged with 7 days of augmentin. Patient subsequently has been following with podiatry. He has been noticing drainage in the area of the ulcer of the foot. He also noted some swelling of the left foot / leg. Has history of chronic neuropathy and chronic pain. His white count was slightly elevated. His COVID test was negative. His COVID was noted to be positive. Patient was admitted to the hospital, was started on IV antibiotics. There was evidence of flexor tendon disruption, an extension deformity of the dislocated third MTP joint. Patient subsequently went amputation of the toe, was continuing IV antibiotics, infectious disease was consulted, blood sugars were being monitored. He was subsequently doing better. He was discharged from the hospital and admitted to the Willow the Towel for rehabilitation. At the present time, he said that he's feeling well. He denies any complaints of chest pain, denies any shortness of breath, denies any palpitations, denies any nausea, no vomiting, denies any diarrhea, no fever or chills, no other complaint. Past medical history has been significant for diabetes mellitus, insulin dependent, paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, chronic diastolic congestive heart failure, COPD, sleep apnea, and history of lung cancer status post lobectomy. Past surgical history has been significant for left lower lung lobectomy. Next. Colon polyp / adenoma removal and left third toe amputation. Social history, smoking, quit 60 years ago, alcohol occasionally. Allergies, no known drug allergies. Current medications include insulin glargine, Tylenol, vitamin B12, vancomycin, albuterol sulfate inhaler, Flonase spray, Diazem, osamide, atorvastatin, folic acid, cefepime, anoro, Ellipta inhaler, Eliquis, paradoxine, aspirin, metronidazole, potassium chloride, calcium carbonate, and Benadryl and prednisone. Review of system, cardiovascular, no complaints of chest pain, any heaviness or pressure sensations, any palpitations, no history of MI or coronary artery disease. He does have history of congestive heart failure, history of hypertension, respiratory system. He does have history of COPD, denies any cough, denies any shortness of breath, denies any pain with deep inspiration. Gastrointestinal, no complaints of abdominal pain, denies any nausea, no vomiting, denies any diarrhea, no history of peptic ulcer disease. Genitourinary, no complaints. Neurological, he does have history of neuropathy, no history of TIA or CVA. Musculoskeletal, he does complaints of joint pain, history of foot ulcer, status post amputation. All of the systems were reviewed and found to be negative. Physical examination. Weight 236 pounds, blood pressure 108 over 70, temperature 98.2, pulse 100 per minute, respiration 18 per minute, blood sugar was 239, oxygen saturation 96%. HENT examination was normal, pupils leakle round and reactive to light, extraocular movements were intact, neck was supple, no JVD, no lymphadenopathy, no carotid bruit, no cybermegaly, heart SNS2 was audible, irregular rhythm, systolic murmur, grade 1 to 2, size 6, left border was audible, lungs was clear to auscultation, no rails, no wheezing, abdomen was soft, non-tender, ball sounds were positive, extremities, left foot with dressing in place. Impression, left foot osteomyelitis, next status post amputation of the third toe, next diabetes mellitus, insulin dependent, next COPD, next diabetic neuropathy, next obstructive sleep apnea, next paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, next chronic diastolic congestive heart failure, next history of lung cancer, next hypertension, next DJD. Treatment plan, patient admit to Wellbridge of Brighton, will continue current medications, will monitor his sugars. He was encouraged to wear the boot. Will consult physical and occupational therapy, continue other medications, continue antibiotics, continue blood tests as recommended. He will follow up with his infectious disease as well as his surgeon, continue other medications, will monitor his progress, will follow up on his workup. If he has any other symptoms or complaints, he'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. Next patient is Catherine Muller. M-U-L-L-E-R, Catherine. C-A-T-H-E-R-I-N-E. Date of birth. Date of birth is 1-18-1936. Date of service is 6-29-2022. Miss. Date of birth is. Miss Muller is seen in her room today for a follow-up visit. She has been doing better. She denies any complaints of chest pain. She denies any shortness of breath, denies any palpitations, denies any nausea, no vomiting. She denies any diarrhea. She does complaints of some discomfort / pain. She has been working with therapy. No other complaints. On examination, general appearance was normal. HENT examination was normal. Neck was supple, no JVD, no lymphadenopathy. Heart SNS2 was audible. Lungs was clear to auscultation, no rails, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Bowel sounds were positive. Extremities, chronic edema, both lower extremities. Impression number one, left hip fracture. Next, subdural hematoma. Next, history of UTI. Next, hypertension. Next, hyperlipidemia. Next, atrial fibrillation. Next, DJD. Treatment plan, discuss with patient about her symptoms. She seems to be doing better. She was having some diarrhea, but it has resolved now. She was encouraged to eat better. She says that she's not hungry, but she's trying and she's doing some better. We'll continue current medications. She was encouraged to drink more fluid. We'll monitor her progress. We'll check on her labs. We'll follow up on her workup. If she has any other symptoms or complaints, she'll let the nurses know or call the office. Period. Next patient is Doris Langford. Ms. Langford is seen in her room today for a follow-up visit. And next patient is Doris Langford, LANGFORD. Doris, DORIS. Date of birth is 3/7/1936. Date of service is 6/30/2022. Ms. Langford is seen in her room today for a follow-up visit. She says that she is doing better. She denies any complaints of chest pain, denies any shortness of breath, denies any palpitations, denies any nausea, no vomiting, she denies any diarrhea. Overall, she has been feeling better. On examination, general appearance was normal. HENT examination was normal. Neck was supple. No JVD, no lymphadenopathy. Heart SNS2 was audible. Lungs was clear to auscultation. No rails, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Bowel sounds were positive. Extremities, no edema. Impression, number one, generalized weakness. Next, compression fracture. Lumbar vertebrae, next, bilateral pulmonary embolism, next, history of breast cancer, status post-mastectomy, next, major depressive disorder, next, Alzheimer's disease, next, DJD. Treatment plan, discuss with patient about her symptoms. Her symptoms, she seems to be doing better. She is improving. She is pleasantly confused. She is working with therapy. We'll continue current medications. We'll monitor her progress. We'll follow up on her workup. If she has any other symptoms or complaints, she'll let the nurses know or call the office. Period. Date of birth is 4/20/1929. Date of service is 6/30/2022. Ms. Matlock is seen in her room today for a follow-up visit. She states that she is doing better. She denies any complaints of chest pain, denies any shortness of breath, denies any palpitations, denies any nausea, no vomiting, denies any diarrhea. She does complaints of some pain in the right hip area, but said it's been stable and getting better. Over the bruising as well as hematoma are improving. She denies any other symptoms or complaints. On examination, general appearance was normal. HENT examination was normal. Neck was supple. No JVD, no lymphadenopathy. Heart SNS2 was audible. Lungs were clear to auscultation. No rails, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Pulse sounds were positive. Extremities, bruising, both lower extremities, improved from before. Also 1+ swelling both lower extremities. Impression number 1, right hip periprosthetic fracture. Next, right hip hematoma. Next, history of fall. Next, coronary artery disease. Next, hypertension. Next, hyperlipidemia. Next, DJD. Clinical discussion discuss the patient about her symptoms. She seems to be doing better. We'll continue current medications. We'll monitor her progress. She was encouraged to keep working with therapy. Keep her legs elevated. We'll monitor her progress. Continue current medications. We'll follow up on her progress. If she has any other symptoms or complaint, she'll let the nurses know or call the office. Period. End of dictation.